All right, we've got our fishing forecast for you every week right here. First up is Captain Wayne Miller on the Mobile Tensaw Delta, the beautiful Delta. And Wayne, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing great, Alan. I got out of here about an hour ago. I let all that rain get out of the way, and man, it's pretty nice out here now. It's actually starting to feel like November again.
I know. We're going to have a little bit of fall weather. It might last 3 days this time. You never know.
Yeah, you know, we the fishing this past week's been really good. I mean, the bite down along the causeway continues to be really strong. A lot of people catching them with live shrimp, but you know, I've been catching a lot of good bass on popping corks and DOAs, and you know, they continue to bite crankbaits and soft plastics, so and even spinnerbaits. I mean, it's not like you have to have live shrimp to go catch them, but you know, the real key to all of this right now is this water temperature. And, you know, the last cold front we had, that water down on the causeway got down to 60 degrees. And, man, it turned those fish on. It was fantastic. You know, this week, I know a couple of days ago down on the causeway, the water temp was 72 degrees. So it actually warmed up, you know, 10, 12 degrees from that last front. But, you know, it's already dropped down about 3-4 degrees today. And with these cold nights and this north wind, you know, we'll see that water temperature come on down.
I caught you on TV last night on the Channel 10 News in Mobile fishing with our buddy Jason Smith.
Yeah, we had a real good trip. You know, that's a pretty good example of what you can actually do down there right now. One day we hooked up for about 3 hours, and we boated over 80 fish.
It was unbelievable what little they showed, you know, on that little segment. It's like one after the other. So those live shrimp are working on the bass.
You know, that's the good news. The bad news is, you know, the Delta this time of year, especially along the causeway, is susceptible to over-harvest. I mean, it's really easy for people to go down there and catch a lot of fish and keep them. And, you know, I know I talked with Captain Blaylock and some of the other people in charge of, you know, kind of police and all that down there, and they've been writing some tickets, so that's good to hear. You know, the limit on bass is 10 per person, and you know, we'd love to see all anglers abide by that, because it's, you know, the fishery is really susceptible this time of year.
Yeah, there's really no reason to keep over 10 bass per person. You know, you got to leave some for next time, and also leave some for the next generation.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, I'd encourage, I know we're, you know, coming up on a pretty weekend this weekend. And man, if you go get some live shrimp, it's a great time to take kids out, you know, because you're going to catch, you know, multiple species. I mean, you're not just going to catch bass. You're going to catch redfish, speckled trout. You know, I mean, you just catch an array of fish down on the causeway right now. But it's a lot of fun for adults and, you know, and even probably more fun for the kids this time of year.
Well, I can give you a little crappie report on the Delta. Last weekend seemed to be hit and miss with the full moon happening. It might have, I don't know what it does, but it was hit and miss last weekend. But things are shaping up for this weekend to be absolutely fantastic. And what did you say the water temperature is today?
Right now where I am, it's 65.6.
That's getting almost perfect for crappie fishing.
Oh, yeah.
In the fall.
Yeah.
So, man, it ought to be a good weekend. I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see some pictures showing up on our Facebook page of some big stringers of crappie too.
Yep.
I'm still waiting on my crappie fishing invite.
Man, you just got to let me off work sometime so we can go. All right, Wayne, we appreciate the report, buddy. You have a great weekend.
Okay, guys, thanks.
And, you know, we were talking about the Air Bow that I got. I actually loaned it to my son, Aaron, for a while. It's good. He's going to use it some and shoot it. But we were practicing with that thing, and it's already almost tuned perfectly. I mean, it doesn't – the only – the thing that we're learning about is how to refill the compressed air.
Yeah, you know, they gotta have some kind of a tank, right?
Yeah, and if it gets to a certain point, you know, it's not going to shoot 60 yards. But you can learn all that if you go online and find out about them. But man, they're it's an awesome weapon. So let's go to Mike Thompson and see what's happening along our causeway, the northern Mobile Bay region here in Mobile. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Alan Joe.
Well, how's the fishing shaping up?
The fishing is doing good, just like Wayne was saying. Plenty of bass being caught on live shrimp. One of my buddies was out last week and actually was targeting redfish. And his technique is, to me, a little unusual. He likes to drift the rivers and stay within 8 to 10 feet of the bank. He puts a live shrimp on with about a 2-foot leader, has a swivel, and then he has a half-ounce barrel weight, and he drags it along the bottom in search of reds. But last week, all he caught was bass, and they had a fantastic trip catching bass with those live shrimp. I talked to Larry Scott this morning. He said he had a real good haul of live shrimp this morning and anticipates he's going to have plenty for the weekend. So everybody that wants to get out there and take advantage of this great bass fishing with live shrimp can do so. Now, they're still catching a lot of specks down, you know, south of the causeway, along the grass beds. You get on the edge of the grass beds with a live shrimp under a popping cork, and you can also use a fake shrimp, a voodoo shrimp, or a DOA shrimp, and still catch the fish. So that's good. Daphne Pylons has been good this week. They've been catching a lot of reds down at Daphne, along with some pretty good-sized sheephead. I'm moving over to the west side over there. The word is out. There's quite a few fish in Dog River, but there's a lot of fish in Theodore Canal and a lot of puppy drum in Theodore Canal. And, you know, you got a lot of listeners listening to us every week, and they're like, what is a puppy drum? Well, it's just a small drum, normally 1 to 5 pounds, before they get big, fat, and ugly like those 25-pound drum are. But they are real good eating. They're very similar to a redfish in the quality, and they like live shrimp. So you can catch a lot of puppy drum in Theodore tonight, as well as some speckled trout. So everything is looking really, really good.
Well, I went speck fishing Tuesday in one of the rivers you spoke about, and they seemed to be scattered out, but we did real well. We caught probably 40, 45 fish in about 3 or 4 hours, you know. Had to work for them, but it was constantly, you know, getting bites. And
Were y'all tight line, or were y'all using corks?
We were using popping corks with a voodoo shrimp under them. We didn't have any live bait in the boat, but we caught plenty of fish. It was fun.
Now, that's
some great action on that popping cork. If you really get into the fish and your forearm will get a little tired after a while of popping.
Yeah, I'm not used to all that popping action. I had a little sore wrist when I got home.
So, Mike, one of the things I'm always kind of challenged with is color combinations. You know, it seems like year to year and different bodies of water, you know, if you're talking about a gulp shrimp, some people say, got to have the copper penny, you know, you got to have this, got to have that. Have you heard anything on good color combinations for these voodoo shrimp and gulp shrimp that people are using?
Well, the natural color, the brownish-looking color of the voodoo is good. Now, I've got a good friend of mine that charters, and he likes to dip the tail in some chartreuse dye. And if you'll pick up that shrimp that you get at the bait shop now, the white shrimp, and you look at that tail, you'll see that chartreuse-looking iridescence color, so it's probably not a bad idea to try that. Yep. Any type of smoky-looking color is good for shrimp imitation, but when you get in that real murky water, it's best to go with that chartreuse.
You know, a real shrimp doesn't have much color, does it, Mike? It's kind of a pinkish tint to it, but you can almost see through them anyway. So
when you can see through them when you buy them, you know that's either good fishing shrimp or some good eating shrimp.
That's right. All right, Mike, have a good weekend.
Okay, guys.
Captain Bobby Abruscato giving us a forecast for this weekend. Bobby, are you staying warm out there today?
What? It's been a challenge, Big Al, I can tell you that, man, especially when it was raining.
Oh,
now
yeah.
It's just, it was raining and blowing and cloudy early. Now it's just blowing and cloudy. So We got good and wet so we can stand out here in the wind and fish. You know how that is. But I'll tell you what, if you're a trout fisherman, you know, you appreciate these are the kind of days, especially doing some shallow water stuff that you know, that I really like. I like, this is a little bit too much wind, but some wind with the cloud cover and the you know, a little light drizzle is not too bad if you dress right. So we've done pretty good. We're, you know, well up in the double digits on trout. Got a few reds mixed in with them. And, you know, so it's been a pretty good day, man, putting up with the weather and whatnot. But the weekend, we thought it was going to clear up here a little while ago. That sun kind of peeked through it. Everybody put on their sunglasses. That pretty well took care of the sun, you know. So, but I guess the weekend's supposed to be pretty nice. And we got that good tide, you know, that good moving water tide all the mm-hmm. way through the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we didn't get enough rain out of this system either to really screw up any of the rivers, you know. So so some of the places that we've been catching them, that you've been catching them, shouldn't really change this weekend. I don't think we're going to have quite enough cold weather to really make a true pattern change. But when that does change, these fish are going to go from these flats where they're way out on the edges of the flats more towards the ledges and into the river channels. But I still think we're a little ways away from that. Even though it feels cool right now, that water temperature is still up there.
How much cooler does the water temperature need to be so that the specks will start gathering up? They kind of spread out right now.
They're really spread out. Yeah, usually it gets to, when it starts to get down into the mid and upper 60s, you know, they'll start to gather up a little bit. Or if we can get like a couple good, sure enough, cold nights that'll start it that way, mm-hmm. some of that will start happening. But it really, to me, doesn't get truly, you know, the next pattern change is going to be when that water gets under 62. And I think unless we're really get some stretch of cold weather, we're still a few weeks away from that, you know. So it's going to be one of these kind of deals. There's plenty of fish around, and you're just going to kind of have to cast around for them. And, you know, and a few hours in, you'll end up with a pretty decent little box of fish, you know. But it's just one of them kind of days. Unless you can find a bird school, you know, if you get out in the bay, the lower end of the delta, maybe right now, you might get lucky and find some fish under some birds, and those fish will be gathered up. And you can really, you know, if you stumble across one of those, it is definitely the feast side of feast or famine, you know. But you try and live on bird schools catching your fish, you'll starve to death. You'll eat hush puppies at the fish fry every night. I can guarantee you.
Those things
aren't real reliable. They're great when you're on them, but I'm telling you, they're not real reliable.
I like it when you can see one of those big slicks and fish that big slick and find the specks under a slick like that.
Yep, that's right. That's it's really a good sign of good way to locate the fish. You know, and today we didn't really see them slicking too well today. You know, partly because the wind was blowing so hard. By the time the slick actually made it to the surface, it was broken up. You know, but I mean, that's definitely a good way to find those fish giving themselves away, or those fish slicks.
Well, the tide's going to be moving out just about all day, all the way to 3:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. And then Sunday we've got a nip tide, but it still should be some pretty good movement from daylight till 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So it should be a good weekend. You know, like I said, the weather's supposed to be really good, too, you know, but with that water movement, man, you can get a good morning of fishing in and be home in time to watch some of those good football games this weekend.
Well, Bobby, don't tell my boss, but, you know, I'm going to get up real early and go fishing down in Fowl River. So I keep hearing you guys talk about these voodoo shrimp, and admittedly, I have not used them yet. So you've convinced me. I'm going to the store this afternoon. I'm going to get some. What size do I need to get for those river trout?
Well, the 3 1/4 was the original size, and I use that, you know, I still use that a lot, and I've got now where I'm using the they call the baby voodoo, which is a 2-inch one, and I can't tell the difference in the number of bites I get. You get about the same number of bites. What I found with the smaller shrimp, though, is you'll catch a lot more of those fish than you do with the next size up shrimp, you know, the next size up voodoo. So I've gone down to the smaller one. You know, until we get back into the spring of next year and early summer, when you start getting the shrimp start getting a little bit bigger. But I think right now, part of the reason I'm catching that many fish on that smaller voodoo is just purely because of the size of the bait. You know, and because of the size of the shrimp that are in the water right now. But you know, like we're going to fish up today here. I had both of them tied on when we started, but I'm looking at my rods here. We're just wrapping it up, and every one of them's got a baby voodoo on it right now. That's how, you know, it outproduced the other one pretty dramatically today.
Fishing with those baby voodoo shrimp the other day, we found that we had 4 people on the boat all fishing, caught lots of fish, both redfish and speckled trout. I don't think anybody on the whole boat ever changed out of shrimp.
Matter of fact, I think we're still even fishing with some of those
probably
right now
are
that we had on the other day. You
well,
know,
where, yeah, well, they, who makes Voodoo? They should have sponsored this show, I think. You know?
That's right. Yeah, you need to get that sales force out right there. Yeah, you need to. That, yeah, that's, if they hadn't sponsored, they're probably going to now.
Right.
All but, right,
yeah, it's a great product, man. It's really a good product. I'm not even sponsored by it myself. You know, it's just one of the ones I believe in. I hadn't found a shrimp for trout that works anywhere near as well as that does, you know. And I'm usually when I'm targeting redfish, I go switch over to the Gulf shrimp because it gives the Voodoos aren't scented unless you put some kind of scent on them. But you know what I do when I switch over to when I'm redfishing, specifically redfishing, I go to the Gulf shrimp because they got so much scent they actually dissolve in the water and really put out a lot of scent. And you catch plenty of trout on the Gulf too, but you really just I don't find that I need the scent that badly when I'm just trout fishing.
Right. All right, Bobby, you have a great weekend, man.
All right, guys, you have a good weekend. Thanks
all
for having
right
me.
Thank you. All right, folks, let's take a trip up to Lake Martin and check in with our good buddy, Captain Michael Walker, see what's going on up in the clear water of Lake Martin. How you doing, Michael?
Doing good, doing good. Finally glad fall here, and the weather is finally settled in.
Yeah, well, first of all, I've got to ask you, how's that new baby coming along?
Oh, doing good, doing good. Can't complain. She's actually been our most cooperative child yet, so I cannot complain. She's well, been about 4 hours through the night. So.
Well, you're still doing plenty of fishing, so I want to know what are the stripers doing for you lately?
Numbers are really good. We're back up to kind of where we expect to be in between 20 and 40 on a 4-hour trip. Pretty solid right now. Size is still kind of a little smaller, but our numbers are real good. So it's pretty fast action.
Well, I caught a 36-pounder there in Lake Martin 2 years ago, and I just got it back from the taxidermy last week. It took 2 years to get the get the thing done for some reason, but he's on the wall in the office there, and we're enjoying looking at that one.
Well, I know after 2 years, you're happy to see it again.
Yeah, absolutely. So you say there's lots of numbers of stripers. What are you using for bait?
Chad, both redfin and jiggers. You want to downsize. During this time of year, that you can do two different styles. I mean, you can really target two different groups of fish. There's, some of your bigger fish are going to be shallower, running flat. Coming up real high in the water column. Small fish will too, but the biggest fish will probably be there first. That way, planer boards and big bait. But other than that, you've got a downline bite on small bait right now, redfin and small jiggers. And that's, I mean, kind of, if you want action, you want to be downlining right now with smaller bait, targeting fish right now at about 40, 45, 35, and really, you can empty your bait tank on bait. If you're pulling boards right now, it's a lot slower to go, but you're going to get a better quality fish. Use a bigger bait.
How are the crappie doing?
Crappie are good right now. Trolling is definitely where it's at. But numbers are good and size is pretty decent.
Good deal. They're still deep?
Anywhere from 10 to 20.
Okay. Well, they're coming up a little more shallow than the last time we talked.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything you look for in terms of water temperature and differences in the water temperature? When we're fishing offshore, we look for changes in water temp. Is anything like that in the lake there?
Are we talking for strike, crappie, or just all around?
Yeah, all around.
I mean, like, especially right now, the lake is basically about 67 degrees, and that really is just getting all our fish, really. Our stripers are now willing to go from 20 feet to the bottom. There's going into this fall pattern. There's a lot of open water right now.
Well, Michael, thanks for the report, buddy. You have a good weekend.
All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, let's take a trip to Miller's Ferry and see what's happening with the crappie up there with Mr. Joe Dunn. How you doing, Joe?
Doing great, Alan.
Well, what's the crappie treating you like this week?
They did pretty good last weekend. We got to go some, and we strictly stayed out in the river doing the bottom bouncing. All our big fish definitely come off of the bottom rigs with the, you know, the minnows, and we I had some tip with the little 2-inch grubs by Southern Pro, and but all the bigger fish come off of those. Big Daddy was in the boat with me. Now he did pretty good. He swapped over to a jig every once in a while. He caught a lot more numbers on that jig, but they were smaller fish over the top of the structure where all the big fish, we had to go down all inside of them, down in there with the men and down to the bottom and kind of dig them out of there. But the pattern on that is doing good. It's just going to get better. Right now, it's a little bit slow. You have to hunt around, try several different types till you find a few fish. But as that water temperature goes on down, getting colder and colder, it's going to get better and better. But actually, the water temperature last week had come up some from what it was. But now with this cold stuff coming in here now, hopefully it's going to push it on back down and get those fish tighter and more in a feeding mode in those tops right now.
I caught some real nice ones in the Delta last Friday morning. Some really good slabs, and they were all in shallow water structure. If you're going crappie fishing this weekend, no matter where you go with this temperature and the time of year, you need to concentrate on structure in about 6 foot of water.
Okay. Well, we were riverbank fishing, and we were actually in probably 14 to around 18 foot of water was where we would concentrate on.
Yeah.
You know, up there at Miller's Ferry.
Yeah, Miller's Ferry is a little different technique than down here in this Delta. Every time.
Oh, yeah. You're talking two different worlds there when you get up Miller's Ferry. You know, it's a little bit, you know, it's a deep water lake. You know, I say deep. It's got, you know, we got some, you know, 50 and 60 foot water out in some of the rivers, and it's over 25 and 30 foot through some of those main channels.
But, it's like in Lake Martin, they're catching them at 16 foot deep. So every lake is different, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's mainly where the structure's at. It doesn't really quite as matter this time of year yet, getting down deep. So it just, where's the structure hanging at? That's where the fish is going to be at in that wood right now.
Absolutely. All right, Joe, have a great weekend, buddy. Thanks for the report.
All right, appreciate that, Alan.